Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Both the Houses of Parliament continue to witness a disruption for the fourth consecutive day of the winter session today. The Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha adjourned for the day till Monday morning following opposition's ruckus over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House met this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar rejected the adjournment notices moved by the members of opposition parties demanding discussion on alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group and other issues. The government has approved 40 projects worth around 3,300 crore rupees to develop iconic tourist centres across the nation to global standards. The projects will span through 23 states under the Special Assistance to States and Union Territories for Capital Investment Scheme as a financial assistance provided to the state governments. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be arriving in Arunachal Pradesh on November 30 on a one-day tour. During his visit, the Vice President will grace the 22nd convocation ceremony of the Rajiv Gandhi University, Rono Hills, Doimukh as the chief guest. The Vice President will also address a special assembly session of Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly at Itanagar. Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya today said that the upcoming inaugural Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav will bridge the cultural and economic gap between Northeast India and the rest of the nation. The Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav will be held from 6th to 8th December at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, showcasing the cultural, natural and artisanal wealth of all 8 Northeast states. He added that the festival is part of the government's vision to make Northeast the development engine of the nation. The minister also launched the event's mascot, Purbi, a young girl representing the Northeast with elements from each state featured in her attire. Chief ministers of all 8 states will also be present during the event for a panel discussion. St. Claret College, GIRO, SCCZ, has been conferred autonomous status by University Grants Commission, New Delhi, and Rajiv Gandhi University, Arunachal Pradesh. This is the first college in Arunachal Pradesh to be conferred this prestigious status. SCCZ has been accredited twice with grade A from the National Assessment and Accreditation Council. To encourage and promote local farmers, Arunachal Pradesh Agriculture Marketing Board signed an MOU with ITBP today in presence of Chief Minister Pema Khandu. In a social media post, Mr. Khandu said that earlier, due to lack of market linkages, our hard-working farmers often faced challenges in selling their produce, leading to discouragement and wastage. He also added that through this collaboration, ITBP has opened its arms to procure fresh, locally grown produce directly from our farmers, a win-win for the government, farmers and ITBP alike. The government has informed that the doctor population ratio in the country is around 1:811, which is better than the WHO standard of 1:1,000. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, said that there are more than 13,86,000 allopathic doctors and 6,14,000 Ayush doctors registered with the National Medical Commission and State Medical Councils. The minister also informed that in the last 10 years, the number of medical colleges in the country has increased from 387 to 780. MBBS seats have increased by 130% from 51,348 to around 118,000 since 2014. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that Dr. Bhupen Hazarika holds a special place in the hearts of the people of Arunachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Mr. Khandu said that through his soulful voice and powerful pen, Dr. Bhupen Hazarika beautifully captured the essence of our state's breathtaking nature and vibrant culture in his songs. The Chief Minister hosted a delegation from the Bhupen Hazarika Cultural Trust and discussed plans to celebrate his 100th birth anniversary next year. Yachuli MLA Toko Tatung inaugurated Entrepreneurship Development Council implemented by IIE Guwahati under Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Government of India, at Government College Yachuli in presence of Principal Reggie Curlo and ADC Suraj Gurung, among others. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.